There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
Well, hi, folks. Sorry we're a little late today. It's totally my fault. I just barely made it. But today is Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. And we just celebrated Mother's Day. So that means we just began observing Natural Family Month, and all across America, Lord willing. We have some great guests for you today, and I think we have a great topic that you're all going to want to share this program with everyone afterwards. You can do it now if you want. Invite them to our WCNTV.net page or our Rumble page. Just search for WCNTV and you'll find us there. So with us today, we have J.R. Harrison, who is the founder and director of the Natural Family Foundation. And along with him, we have Ray LeBlanc, who is the leader of the Salt and Light Brigade here in Wisconsin. Guys, welcome to the show. Going to talk about the family today.
Amen. Good to be here, Rob.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. So I think we should kind of divide this topic up into a few different sections. Let's start with the Natural Family Foundation. JR, why don't you tell us about how that all came to be, and maybe we can take a scroll through your website and see what we have there.
Okay. Okay. It took about 24 years to get there, but I did get there. I started in the political arena and then went after the church leadership, and finally discovered that as goes the family, so goes the church. As goes the church, so goes the nation. Well, we got a bit of a problem here because the family in America today is just absolutely broken. It's just incredible. Got a 50% divorce rate. You've got all kinds of people entering into it. You could marry a tree right now. Probably get a tax deduction for it. Anyway.
Hey, that's an idea. Oh, I'm already married. Sorry.
Shouldn't have said that. So about 10 years ago, we formed the idea of the Natural Family Foundation. The family is a foundation, by the way. We aren't, but the family is. That's why we use the term. Our site is naturalfamilystrong.com, which is really where we need to be at in this nation. So as I'm going progressing through this and I'm talking to people about the family, I'm learning more about myself, by the way, and my creator as I'm getting into this. But about
let me interrupt JR just for a second. Spencer, if you could put up on the screen the JR's website and just let it kind of scroll through as he's speaking, then people will get an idea of what we're talking about here. Sorry, JR.
No, that's fine. So when we talk about the natural family, let me define the terms. Okay, that's very important. It's a three-legged stool. You have the content. It is one biologically born man, and you have to say that now. One biologically born woman in a lifelong committed monogamous relationship with their children, biological and or adopted. Okay, that happens. Sometimes that's necessary. That is the content. The structure is very important in the family. You can put all these parts together, but you have to have them in place. And that is basically God, Jesus Christ, man, woman, children. That is a vertical relationship. And as I'm talking, you're probably already noticing, well, wait a minute, that vertical relationship is kind of leveled out a little bit, and that content has changed somewhat. Yes and yes. And the other important key, the third leg of that stool, is the place of the family in society. Right now, it's like you go to the Christmas or the Thanksgiving dinner and you got that little card table down there. That's where the family's sitting. Instead of the head of the table, in society, it's sitting at that card table. It needs to be at the head of the table, folks. The first institution that God created for the benefit of the man was the family. It wasn't by a flip of a coin, by the way. And if you're a Christian, what does a father in heaven mean to you if you don't have a family, if you don't come from a family, if you don't know what a family is? What are brothers and sisters in Christ? Very important, that first institution. And of course, you have the church and you have the state. But that family is the foundation. If it's cracked, I don't care who you get elected to office. I don't care how clean the elections are or how this needs to change or how that needs to change. If the family's not there, then that society is just going to crumble. And you see that happen throughout history. Check Rome, check Greece. Rome, they lost the desire to have children, if you will. So they had a population problem. They had work to be done. So what'd they do? They brought in outside work. Well, next thing you know, the outside work is now the inside government. And as goes the family, so goes the nation. So as we're traveling along this road to discovering more about the family and its importance, I ran into an event about 3 years ago where a local city was having their first Gay Pride Month. And they'd never done this before. And the next year, which is 2022, I'm going, okay, we got to do something here, but I don't know what to do. So God put it on my heart, the Spirit put it on my heart, that I was going to go in March of that year, and I was going to ask for a natural family month from Mother's Day to Father's Day. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I had no idea what I was doing or what I was asking for, other than these were the terms that were given to me. I really didn't understand what it meant. And when I got into that meeting, that city council meeting, I was as nervous as I've ever been at a speech. I mean, I was shaking and I couldn't understand why. I mean, this is no big thing. As we've progressed, and by the way, because of my ask and because of something that happened in Boston, Camp Constitution versus Boston, the flag there, flying the Christian flag, the city that we went after decided not to have any kind of a celebration that month, which was basically a win. Okay. It didn't get us exactly where we need to be with the family, but it did get a win. Since then, I've grown to appreciate the natural family celebration more and more and more. I see it as a positive move on the part of Christianity. And look, folks, let's be honest here. Christians are noted as complainers. We don't like anything. We're always complaining about everything. And you know what? We should. We don't have a right to, but we should. If you take a look at what's happened in society, because we haven't participated in it, because we haven't offered any resistance to the evil, we have what we have today. And it is complainable, but we need to do something about it. And we're put in a position where we're always complaining. Well, the natural family celebration is a positive, and it's an offensive move. We're not playing defense here. We're playing offense. And I can tell you right now that it drives three entities crazy. And one is the LGBT community. Two is politicians. And three is church leadership. And not necessarily in that order. I look at the natural family celebration when I present it to somebody as a litmus test. I present it and then I sit back and I watch what happens. And I know that Betty and Ray and some of the folks have been involved in the culture war. When they do this, they have to be fascinated at the kind of responses they get. And they do get responses. It seems that they can't remain silent about it. They've got to say something one way or the other. So that's where we are.
So Natural Family Month begins on Mother's Day,
Mother's Day week, Children's Week, Grandparents Week, Extended Family Week, everybody's included. And then it ends appropriately on Father's Day, the week leading up to Father's Day. Five Sundays.
So you mentioned you get some strange responses from politicians. What typically do they say?
Well, when I presented my idea to the city council, when you present something to city council, you normally don't get any kind of response at all, Rob. I mean, they prefer not to say anything. I got responses, either phone calls, or emails from over half a city council. And they're trying to, they feel the pressure. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to handle it. And last year they did this, and you want us to give that up and upset this group of people? And by the way, you know, you're being non-inclusive, and you can't find a more human celebration that's more inclusive than the natural family. It includes everybody.
Yeah, I don't see where there can be any negative side to what you're proposing.
Yep.
So it's absolutely totally positive. Let's read the if you would read the proclamation that you have up on your website. You can find that at naturalfamilystrong.com. But if you click on that proclamation, maybe JR, if you could read that for us.
If you can bring it up for me, please. Yeah.
Yep. It's very simple. I don't see where anybody can complain about anything that's in this.
Trying to make that larger, but it doesn't seem to be working.
There it goes.
Okay. Whereas the natural family has long been recognized as an institution that consists of two married individuals of the opposite biological sex and their biological and or adopted children. Whereas for centuries, the natural family has been the mainstay and foundation of Western and other civil societies. Whereas in recent decades, the uniquely designed institution has been maligned and denigrated, and there have been attempts to redefine it. And whereas it is vital to the health of this community to support, this is for a city or a township or a county or a state, resolved, the city, et cetera, urges the community to acknowledge and to celebrate Natural Family Month from Mother's Day, you put the date in there, through Father's Day, urges our citizens to participate in family-oriented events during a special month-long time period, urges the various churches and religious groups, businesses, organizations in your city to make a special effort to promote and to honor the natural family this summer. And you've got a great event in Wisconsin, by the way. Urges communities in this county to consider holding or supporting a natural family festival and other activities celebrating this natural family during the month to include, but not exclusively, weekly celebrations starting on Mother's Day, celebrating mothers during this first week. How about having a candlelight dinner for mom, huh? Followed by Children's Week celebration, then Grandparents Week, Extended Family Week, and ending on Father's Day week on Father's Day. By the way, one of our promise keepers for the natural family wrote this on his own and did an incredible job. And that's one of the things, the beauty of this is how many people are getting involved with this, Rob. It is just incredible.
This is the proclamation that you are asking people to take to their
city councils,
their county boards,
township,
and even their state.
Yep.
And we did have some successes here recently with this. Why don't you tell us about that, and we can take a look at some of those proclamations.
Sure. This was fascinating last week as a result of Claudine Burnham, who is a representative for the state of New Hampshire. By the way, Rob, there is a tie to all this to a gentleman by the name of Coach Dave Dobemeyer. I have to give him credit and his program credit. It is a pool of people that I have used liberally to get to where we are today. And I am it's just such a blessing. I want to give credit where credit is due, because all the people that we've been involved with have been from coaches' huddle, morning huddle, and it's just a blessing. So, I'm sorry. What was the question? I got off track there.
Well, let's take a look, Spencer. If you can put the New Hampshire proclamation or declaration up there.
Now, Claudine Burnham went to her assembly and asked for a declaration, unanimous consent on this, and it was a unanimous consent. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. I was flabbergasted when I saw this. I went, well, what, really? I mean, I'm trying to get a city to do this, and all of a state of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, of all places, you know.
Makes a declaration, and I'm going, okay, I get it. So it's just absolutely incredible. And then the next week,
can our viewers see that, Spencer? Yeah, they don't need to look at me. So I noticed, JR, that in New Hampshire, they did take a little bit of liberty with readjusting some of the wording on your...
This is the key. Natural.
Natural, right.
Natural.
They did include that.
Yeah, that is the key, because that is self-explanatory. You can explain it however you want to, but nature defines it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we got New Hampshire, the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Also, Zanesville, Ohio.
Yep.
And let's put that proclamation up there.
And I'm going to give you credit for this. You made arrangements for me to interview with a very large radio program, Jim Snyder's. I think it's Crosstalk.
Well, actually, Crosstalk also, I believe, played a part in New Hampshire because they do air in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So I think that also had a part to play in it. But so this one is Zanesville, Ohio.
Right. As a result of that program, that radio program that we were both on, a lady contacted me from Zanesville to tell me that she has been trying to get a hold of her mayor to get him to sign the proclamation. He's been off. I don't know why he was off for a while, but she got a hold of him. And the day she contacted him and gave him that proclamation, he signed it. He was looking for this, Rob. He was looking for this. And I checked with a couple people in Zanesville, and I can understand why he signed this. But he made history, and the state of New Hampshire made history. New Hampshire is the first state to officially make the declaration, and Zanesville, Ohio, is the first city to officially make the Natural Family Proclamation.
Well, it's not hard, folks. What we need is other people, and those of you who are watching and in the studio audience, to go to your own city councils and ask that this be done. You'll get a response one way or the other, but you'll get no response if you do nothing. So wouldn't it be great to see this go national, have cities all over America putting out these proclamations?
And it's really never too late to do this, especially for churches right now. Churches have already celebrated Mother's Day, and they could follow up by, you know, just they have their set sermons, but they say, you know what, this is the second week of Natural Family Month. I want to encourage you to celebrate not just this week, and we celebrated Mother's last week, but to celebrate the entire five Sundays. Starting this week, it's not too late for them. Cities, I don't know, Rob. I don't know you whether you can do that at this point. What do you think?
I think it would. I see no reason not to.
Okay.
Say that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, between you, me, and Ray, and a few others, we got a ton of work done within about a week's time. Back in April, and this all came flooding in together all at once on top of us. So we made some very major progress on the whole thing, but in a very short time span. So,
Rob, it's very encouraging. Here is what we're trying to do. What I'm trying to do is we're in a position in this nation where we are amoral and unjust. To get back to either one of those just and moral nation, we're going to have to do something with regards to public opinion, because we're in a public opinion war. And this natural family movement is an offensive tool that we can use to talk to people, reason to people. When you look, you can talk to people about a lot of subjects, but if you start talking to them about their family, get yourself a cup of coffee and a seat, because you're going to be there for a while, right?
Yep. Let's go through your website one more time here, and let's talk about the promise. And this is something that all of you can do. It'll take you all of 5 minutes if you want to read it, or you can just sign it.
There you go.
Let's talk about the promise.
I'll read that. This is the natural family promise. I promise to support the restoration and concept of the natural family. I already explained that to you. I believe the family is the foundation of all strong societies, including the United States. I believe the natural family consists solely of one biologically born man, one biologically born woman, committed in a lifelong monogamous relationship to include their biological and or adopted children. Can you imagine how strong marriages be if we didn't have no-fault divorce? And if those two men and women that are going to get married, this is their first intimate relationship, how much a difference that would make, as versus go out and try that car out or the other car out or this car out. Try as many as you want to, and maybe you'll find one you like. And then just imagine the power of that. I commit myself to work with others to help strengthen this concept and gladly add my name to the list of Natural Family Foundation supporters. I will do everything within my power to encourage the growth of the natural family and to put it in the prominent place that it must occupy in order for this republic to continue to be the greatest nation on earth. Now, folks, if you get the natural family, if you understand the power of this and you haven't already, please go to naturalfamilystrong.com and sign the promise. If I'm talking to politicians, I'm talking to business owners, I'm talking to churches, I'm talking to leaders all over the United States. If they go to my site and all of a sudden they see 3 million people, which we don't have, but 3 million people that signed that natural family promise, how much power would that have? Seriously, how much power would that have?
Well, it would have tremendous power, and we did get those numbers up a little bit, but we're still at 1,203.
Yeah.
Folks, please at least do this much. I'm certain that you can agree to all of these 5 points, 4 point, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 points on the promise. And if you just scroll down, can you scroll down there for us? Just click to sign the promise, and I promise that JR isn't going to be sending you a bunch of junk mail.
Don't have time.
So, and you can sign without giving your name and information if you want. So, right. But if you do give your name and information, that will be helpful, because then we can keep you informed of things.
Yeah, you do that on a contact form. That's a separate form.
Yeah.
You can put your name down there and your email address, and that's all that you'll be doing. But if you want more information, if you want to get more involved, if you want to help out in your state or your city, there's a contact form on the site, and you'll get directly in contact with me, and I'll get back with you. There's even a telephone number, 614-890-4008. You're going to have to leave your name and number, because it gets really busy, and I just don't have time to catch it all the time. Go ahead.
You also have some yard signs people can obtain.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And we could get those up around the country.
Yep.
Folks who are watching, if you would order some signs, Chair, I'll be happy to send those out to you. And we have one proudly adorning our front yard. I actually had one up at the state park last year. And it lasted, I didn't put it up until about June 1st when the rainbow flag went up at the DMV, which is about three blocks away. And the sign at the state park entrance lasted for about 4 days before somebody took it down. But they got the message. Lots of people got the message.
We have buttons as well. We're going to be finding a way to get those out to folks.
Yep.
Lapel buttons.
So we went through the promise. Let's talk about the plan. You have several things on your website. You have the promise, the plan, the challenge, and the proclamation. We talked the promise, and we did the proclamation. What is the plan and the challenge, JR?
Well, the plan to me is to get the movement going with regards to the importance of the family. It's critical. Look, what Satan seeks to destroy, what he seeks to destroy, he first corrupts. And that's the first thing we got to do. We have to rebuild the family. And you start that with, you know, where there's no vision, the people perish. Casting a vision throughout your locality, throughout your family first, and then your neighborhood, and then your city and state. The vision of the family as it was originated in the beginning. And I think on the, what would happen if there were no such thing as a family? And that's really where we're kind of headed right now.
And the result of that can be seen in the inner cities. And I don't want to, I don't want to sound racist by any means, but if you just look at the Black community, back in the 70s, and I guess back in the 70s, Black families were very strong. They were very independent, very self-sufficient, two-parent families. And then things started going downhill. And now I believe the last statistic I saw was 77% of black mothers are unmarried. So you see where we've gone since the 70s.
That's so sad. That's so sad. And
but this is happening not just in the Black community, but in everywhere. And but if you look at the inner city and you see what's happening there and how things are being destroyed, and it's because the family is broken down. Things were not like that in the 70s.
And that's the era I grew up in, and the 60s and 70s, the president of our senior class was Black,
mm-hmm.
coming from a family.
Yep. They had strong families. They had strong values. They had strong work ethics.
Yep.
That is not the case anymore, and not just with the Black community, but with every nationality.
Yeah. If they decide to have children at all, Rob,
yeah,
that's another thing. The generation XYZ, I don't know what it is anymore, but it's just, okay, what are children going to do for me? That's the question. What are children going to do for me? And by the way, they have no idea. I thought when I graduated from college, the first in my family, worked myself through school, gotten into business world, was successful in the business world. I thought I got it. Okay. And then God gave me children. Guess what? I just realized how dumb I was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Children are teachers. Boy, are they teachers.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, you know, the sad thing now is so many young people today, young married couples, kind of running out of time to even have children if they decided to consider their dogs their children, and they put them up on social media, and it just makes me sick.
This is well planned out by our adversary, okay? I mean, it's planned out. The 60s and 70s we just mentioned, that was also an era of a sexual revolution. If it feels good, do it, right? That you don't have to get married. The pill was nirvana. Once the pill came out, boom. Game, set, and match. Sex was just, I mean, it was no longer respected. And now we've corrupted it. And I don't even know what the next step's going to be, but it will involve something to do with sex, because sex is so powerful. So powerful.
Well, what you've created here with the Natural Family Foundation is just the starting point, but we are making some serious progress all of a sudden. And it's a very, very important time. So anyway, last year, I came up with this crazy idea of a Natural Family Festival. And it came out of the fact that, you know, by then, even Coach Dave had decided, you know, we're not going to be trying to witness at these pride parades or festivals yeah. anymore, because it's impossible. You can't have one-on-one conversations with them. All they do is blow horns. I mean, they'll put trumpets right up next to your ear and blow them as loud as they can. They'll bang drums. They won't let you speak. The police take their side. They, you know, and if you, you know, they'll kick you, punch you, spit on you, trip you. But if you so much as bump shoulders with somebody in a crowd of a million people, they fall down and scream that they've been assaulted. So I'm serious. So I guess it turned out to be, you know, time to stop casting our pearls before swine. And there really was no way to reach them unless you can have a one-on-one conversation. And in, I think, 6 years of witnessing on the street with Coach at the Columbus Pride Parade, I was able to have one meaningful conversation. Now, that was, you know, that was one, which affected five people there. But overall, it just has grown darker and darker and darker. And now they're doing drag queen events with little children. And it's really sexual grooming of children. So how do you reach these people? So the idea came to me last year, but it was too late to implement for a Natural Family Festival. But Ray LeBlanc grabbed the bull by the horns, and between last year and this spring, got things going in my hometown of Marshfield, Wisconsin. So let's bring Ray in. Tell us how you got things going for a Natural Family Festival, Ray.
Well, that's a mouthful there, Rob, because my mind's going in a million different directions with the conversation we just had. Being a leader for Salt Life Brigade through Coach Dave Dobmeyer's organization, all of this networking is starting to bear a lot of fruit. And one of the things he likes to say is, you know, we're not to stay in our own silo and just focus on what we've got. But it's a multitude of actions. The arms and the legs and the eyes and the feet all working together in different directions. Like when Jesus said, after he trained up his disciples, sent 70 out into the countryside and told them to go. And wherever you set your feet, if they accept you, you're in. But if they don't, just to reject them. Basically, this is one movement that is very effective. What we're doing is the family festival event. And let's say it'll be over in a month, and we got to continue on. And it's not just focusing on this one item and then we're done. There's so many different areas that we can continue to work in. But back on the festival itself.
Well, let me interrupt there and just explain to the folks. My idea for this was to demonstrate, to show them what a natural family is. I knew about JR's organization, but you can have the website, you can have the information up there, but how do you actually demonstrate it and get it out there for people to grab hold of and make something tangible out of it? And that's where I came up with the idea of the festival, which you grabbed, Ray.
Yeah, that's exactly what the people needed to see, was that vision, it tangible. All right, you know, a declaration, a proclamation on a piece of paper is one thing, but an activity that expresses that thought and idea and vision is what you brought to the table, Rob. by showing them this is what we're talking about. Okay, when we look at the gays, drag queens, they're exhibiting what they want you to see. Now we're doing the same thing in a godly fashion, in a moral upbringing, showing the importance of the mom and the dad, the family structure, how God intended it to be, and the happiness and joy that you can find in it. When we bring in speaker Jason Storms, that has 11 children, he's that vision of 11 kids, showing the people, hey, it's okay to have kids. They're a joy. They're great to have. You don't need to be afraid. You don't invite them in. Another one, Adam Fisher, he's adopted 5 children. They just did the adoption route. And, you know, people look at that avenue and say, that's what the family structure is all about. And we're going to see children's faces there. We're going to see them engaged with their moms and their dads and their grandparents. We're going to see them having fun and laughter and joy.
Spencer, could you bring up the you're on the main page. So go down to Natural Family Festival, click that, and then go down a little bit, and then click on the poster, and we can enlarge that as Ray's speaking, and people can see what we're doing. This is a city park with a band shell. It takes up an entire city block, and it's actually about 4 blocks away from where the drag queen event is happening simultaneously. So this city is going to have a stark contrast of 2 separate events. And we're going to basically be saying, which would you rather have for the city of Marshfield? Which would you rather have for your family, your children? Would you rather have your children giving dollar bills to drag queens, sticking them in their underwear? Or would you rather come to this event? And Ray, tell us what's going to happen at this event.
Yeah, the contrast is great, Rob, because I think this whole generation, we grew up in the 50s, 60s, Ray. We understand what it was like and what we lost. The ones that we're witnessing and ministering to now, they have no clue of what life was like before 2001, you know, or when the towers went down, when we had freedoms. Now they're going to see a stark contrast. And they've been brought up and groomed in this lifestyle. And I think they've had it up to here. And they're looking for something better. They've gotten anything they want. Now we're going to show them the opposite side of darkness. This is what true light looks like. This is what you could have in your own life, a personal relationship with Christ. The gospel is going to be all through that area. We're going to have the way of the master is there. There's going to be opportunities. I got a bunch of John gospels to pass out. And they're going to get an opportunity to know what a real Christian lifestyle is all about. And that's going to be the anchor, is all of these events that you visioned to take place with the lemonade stands
let me just go through some of the events. The events that we have planned for this are meant to bring the families back together again. So we're having activities where fathers and sons can build something together. In this case, they're going to be building a birdhouse, or they're going to be doing leather crafting with one of our studio audience members. Is he here today? Yes.
Harry, yep.
Harry's coming up from Illinois. He's going to be doing some leather crafting. Moms and daughters can plant a garden together, a little garden that they can take home, flowers and vegetables, or both. One of my favorite ideas, I have 2 favorite ideas. Those were the good ideas, but I have 2 favorite ones. Our lemonade stand. Not just a lemonade stand, but this one is special because we're going to have a help wanted sign next to it with a sign-up sheet. So kids age 5 to 13 can sign up for half-hour segments, work the lemonade stand, and then at the end of their shift, they get to keep the money they earned. So this not only teaches them how to get a job, but how to work and earn money, and also a little bit of entrepreneurship. So I love that idea. The other idea that I really like is the story time.
Yep.
We all know about the drag queen story times. Well, our story times will be a little different. We're going to have, instead of the other books, we're going to be reading from the McGuffey readers and things like that. But the stories are going to be read by grandparents. So we're able to connect the grandparents with the youngest children. And people of all ages, really, but we need to value our elders. We need to learn to honor and respect and value our elders. So I believe that's going to help do that. We are also going to be having a team of master builders on site, and they're going to help, hopefully, the teens and the older kids to work together to build an actual playhouse. So, I mean, think about that, folks. They're actually building a house. It's now, granted, it's a tiny house, but it's a house. And so dads and sons, teenage sons, can work together and actually do something, build something substantial. And at the end, everybody who worked on that project gets entered in a drawing to win the house, and we'll deliver it to them. So just some of the things that we have, all meant to connect people together, families together, and just reunite families. Yep. Mm-hmm. Families are so broken, and children have lost their self-respect and their self-worth in this modern pop culture. They've lost their self-worth. Here they're going to learn that they have some self-worth. Hey, I can do this. I can build a house. Mm-hmm. I can get a job. I can make money, solve my money, you know, and I used to be afraid of my grandparents. You know, they were old and weird, and now they're going to get to know them on a deeper level. This is going to be so good, you guys. So I'll shut up, Ray. You go on. Yeah,
no, that's great, Rob. Just to carry on where you left off there, can you just imagine seeing family structure being reunited together? Turned out where you're seeing the mom sitting down with her daughter, putting together a flower pot, and boys building a birdhouse for their bring home, so their dad would be proud of them. And you know, we're not leaving out people that are motherless or fatherless. That you know, there'll be people there that are willing to be a mom for a day or dad for a day, if the call's there and the person, we see a person there all by themselves feeling left out. You know, one of our volunteers come and tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, would you like me to tag along with you today? And you know, we'll do stuff together." Bringing that fellowship and that unity and that love together again that we used to have before the television came and deprogrammed us and we separated from the community. This is bringing the communities, not just Marshfield, but this is going out far and wide. I'm expecting a large turnout from, I've been putting posters up from Medford to Wausau, all over the place. This message is catching on, and everybody that reads this flyer that you helped put together, Rob, are just saying this is the greatest idea. Why hasn't somebody done this before? And I really feel like it's going to be a motivator to produce more and more of these type of festivals all across the land. And we're proud to be a part of starting it through the visions of Rob Pugh and JR, the Natural Family. And I'm sorry.
I think that was just a little feedback. But
oh, okay, yeah.
Well, let me just mention that I have done some radio broadcast on this. In fact, another one went out today. Mm-hmm. And some articles, and I know that many of our readers and listeners are going to be attending this. Mm-hmm. But as JR mentioned earlier in the program, we did a national radio program already a couple of weeks ago, and got the word out on a national scale. And on this website, if you can go back one click, Spencer, Okay, so you go down, you just click on Natural Family Festival on the website, and that'll bring you the information, basic information. You can look at our flyer for our event. But then there's an orange button there. You can click to request a step-by-step guide to easily organize a natural family festival in your community. Okay, so far we have four natural family festivals being arranged in addition to ours in different parts of the country. Some here in Wisconsin, some in other places. We have one in Abilene, Texas that looks like it's going to be going forward. So it's getting out there. This is something that if you have two or three people to help you, you can easily put an event like this together in your community. And we have a step-by-step guide. You click that, that just sends, brings up an email, and, I will send you our step-by-step guide. And if you follow the steps, in a couple of weeks, you can have a festival arranged and ready to go in your community. Wherever you are in the U.S., you can do this. This would be a good time before we run out of time to ask people in the audience if you have any questions or comments. Raise your hand and we'll bring you in. Anybody have anything to say? Betty.
Yeah, I would like to say that, you know, the way New Hampshire did their declaration, if I could get that form sent to me with the declaration, I'd like to send it to some representatives and senators here. Maybe they could start something in Ohio.
Well, you can get it, Betty, right off the Natural Family Strong website. It is called the proclamation, and that's just a sample proclamation. Oh, you want you want a copy of the actual one from New Hampshire? Yeah.
Yeah. To show, you know, this can be done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, JR, if we can get those put up on your website, that'd be kind of cool. So,
working on it.
Yeah, okay. Any other comments or questions? All righty. Okay, Ray, I'm going
to... Yeah, I want to go back to JR's proclamation that 1,200 people signed up for so far. People that are out there listening, it's not just a click and you're done. If you're going to sign this proclamation, you got to put some skin in the game now. You're committing yourself to being a partaker, whether it's writing a letter, making phone calls, but put some action to it. And don't just go there and click and say, I'm done, and forget about it. This is important. This is how things get done, is all of us together as a team calling and writing and doing stuff. Then things develop into where we're at now, but that needs to be done and emphasized. When you guys were on VCY America with Jim Schneider, you know, this is going out to a lot of ears, but a lot of ears just hear it, but they're not doing anything. Just on the last week on Doug Hagman's show, Coach Dave Dobmeier had on J.R. Harrison, and he had on Craig Mickles, and he had Randy Lumsford. These are three different members of our team, Salt and Light Brigade as well. And they all got different visions. J.R. with the natural family, bingo, that's his calling. That's his drive. That's the vision that God gave him. Craig Mickles, he's sex offenders out there galore. He's zeroing in on doing that action. Randy Lunsford has been going to different judicial systems and staking out the property and proclaiming, wherever I set my foot for the Lord, then I'm taking down these strongholds. So let's just broaden our God is not a small, tiny, put in a box type of God. If he has envisioned you in one area, he's given you a gifting in another area. Just make sure you use that gift to its fullest. All you have on the earth is your valuable time right now. Use it wisely in whatever area you're called to do. So if you're not feeling a call to build up the natural family festival in your town, but you're feeling called to maybe go before your school committee or your city officials or whatever it is, the main thrust that we're trying to get across to everybody is to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. And pray God will direct your path.
Amen.
Betty, I believe Spencer is putting the link to that proclamation in the show notes, correct? Okay, can you do both? Can you do both? So you'll be able to get, if you go to the show notes after the show, you can click and download those proclamations. And let me just say, folks, this would be an excellent time. JR was wondering if it may be too late now because we're past Mother's Day. No, you can still do this. And actually, this is an excellent time because we are in an election year. So your elected officials are going to be interested in getting little votes. So.
Yep. They are? Next year, what do you think about it, sir or madam? What do you think about that? Is this thing something you'd be interested in doing next year? You're right, getting commitments now. And Ray, very important. Folks, if you see a need, that is your calling.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Yeah. Right now we're focusing on this because this is right before. So our emphasis this month into the end of June, after Father's Day and with our natural family festival, is to get this into the public arena so that they understand what we're all about. And this vision, we're just going to continue to see it roll. I think next year, now that they've seen the beginning of something, I think we're going to have a lot of people come on board because this is a pilot that has not been expressed before. Now, that's why I invited a lot of the city council members, school board members, leaders of the community to be a part of all this so that they have some skin in the game and they feel included. So then when I go back to them and ask, well, why don't you just go one more step, sign a proclamation? There's, and let everybody know that this is an important event and an important issue. And the city of Marshfield or whatever your city or town is are behind you 100%. That's what we're looking for.
We're going to be taking a lot of photos and a lot of videos of this event and the other event that's happening the same day. Yeah. And that's going to be some very good ammo for us to have when we go to the city council and say, which would you rather have for the city of Marshfield?
Yeah.
Would you rather have this debauchery that caters to, less than 1% of the population? Or would you rather have this wholesome family festival? Which would you rather promote and endorse and have in your schools and your, everything within the city?
Yeah. And up to this time, Rob, they've had no other choice.
They've had no alternative.
There wasn't one. Now there is. So, amen.
So anyone else in our audience? We're down to about 6 minutes here. And otherwise I'm going to bring JR back in and let you tell us a little bit more. Okay, JR, you're on deck.
Sounds like a threat.
Well, no, I just want to make sure people know what they can find and what they can, what benefits there will be to going and taking that step to going to your website.
By the way, we have a radio program Saturday morning, lastcallradio.com, 10 a.m. Eastern till noon. We're having Pastor David Whitney, Rutgers University and Henry Rogers Honors Scholar, pastor who is doing all 5 Sundays in his church in Maryland. And he's all in. And we're going to talk to him about, and the question was, well, why don't pastors do it? The question I'm going to present to him is, why did you do this? And I think you're going to like the answer. Natural family, modern family, nuclear family, traditional family. All one and the same, right? No. The traditional changes over time. Nuclear, the definition's been changed right now to an Encyclopedia Britannica to now read homosexual parents. By the way, a child needs one male and one female parent. They're born with that need, folks. They know the difference. Nuclear, modern, whatever. Natural is self-defining. And folks, there's a lot of darkness out here right now. We are lighting an incredible candle with the Natural Family Month. More to come and variations, etc., but more to come. I can't thank everybody enough on this call and people. There's too many people to mention because I'll forget somebody. But I do thank Coach Dave again. He has a pool of people that if you aren't using them, shame on you. They're there. They're available. Get them to dive in and help you do what you're doing.
Well, Coach definitely does encourage you and help you find the courage to go out and do what your calling is.
Yes.
I'll say that. So he started his show, I think, was probably one of the first shows that our production company ever did. And now they're doing a lot of shows, including ours. But so many ministries have been birthed out of Coach and Michelle and their and leadership, really, because what they do is basically what the scripture tells us all to be doing is to be training up the saints for the work of the ministry, equipping them for the work of the ministry. So why don't we call on Harry? Harry, can you hear us? Harry's coming up from Illinois. He's going to be part of this event.
I can hear you, Greg.
Yeah, tell us what you're going to do.
Thanks, Harry.
Okay, we're going to make up pre-punched, ready-to-lace deer bags, pouches. So the whole idea is, they'll be glued together and pre-punched so that they're not going to be easy enough to work with. And we want the fathers and sons to work together to put one together. And Ray came up with the idea of exactly. I just got them in today, Ray. Ray came up with the idea of, okay, you put the bag together and we'll give you the marbles to go in it. Just a little incentive. But That's the main idea. There'll be lacing, pre-cut lacing, and then a pre-cut drawstring so that when they get done, they will have a marble bag or whatever else they decide to put in. Little boys might want frogs in. I don't know.
Well, so we're going to have a leather pouch fathers and sons or fathers and daughters. There will be a a little marble game inside. Teach kids how to play marbles. So we're not talking like pioneer days. We're talking all about a lot of old-fashioned things here, but it's not pioneer days. But also, Harry's wife, Hadassah, has volunteered to be one of our readers to do story time. So we're excited about that, too. So a lot of people working together, a lot of people coming together and really working hard to make this something that's going to be substantial and stand out and really be something that you can't find anywhere else. I don't think there's been another event like this anywhere else. So, final words, guys. We're down to our last minute.
Just looking forward to it all happening, that we can actually do something instead of complaining. And I think we're going to make a great impact, and it's all positive. So thank you guys that pulled this together.
And the event is June 29th in Marshfield, Wisconsin, which is pretty much right in the center of the state. JR, final words.
I just want to thank everybody for helping out. It's been so encouraging, and I can't tell you how much of a blessing it's been to me. But I look at this. It's been a long road, and it's probably a long road to go, but it doesn't make any difference. What I've learned about my Creator, what I've learned about myself, and the people that have come alongside me, folks, get out there and do something. You have no idea what you're missing. no idea. It's just incredible. Thanks to everyone.
Yeah, we're doing it to bless others, but we ourselves are actually going to be blessed when this is all said and done. Naturalfamilystrong.com is the website, folks. Check it out. Make the sign the promise. Make the promise. We would appreciate it. Share this program. Let other people know what we're doing, and encourage them to do something in their communities too. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Dr. Mike is here next week. A couple of weeks, I will have Sherry Tenpenny on the program for you. Until then, God bless. We'll see you next time.